Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Stop celebrating and start sacrificing for the life that you would like, for the life that you dream of, for the life that you can, for the life that you know you can have. Stop celebrating. It's time to do the work. It's time to understand what needs to be accomplished in order for you to accomplish the goal that you like to accomplish. So for this video, we're speaking about why sacrificing is so important and why you should stop celebrating today and start sacrificing for a future to come. So before I dive deep, today I'm talking a little bit weird, okay? I got a retainer. It's kind of like a retainer, but it's something for my tooth because I'm having a tooth implant. So if I'm saying things incorrectly with a mean lips, that's because I got a retainer in. I'm learning how to talk with it, okay? So I got the elephant out the room. Now let's dive deep with the topic today. Today, we're talking about why sacrificing is so important and why it's needed in order for you to change your life in a way that you don't even expect can happen. So let me go ahead and write on my board. Sacrifice today. That's what this video is going to be about. How do you spell sacrifice, though? Hold on. Hey, Siri. Spell sacrifice.
Sacrifice. S-A-C-R-I-F-I-C-E.
C-E. Sacrifice today. There we go. Listen. I didn't say it was a spiller. I said we was going to talk about sacrificing and why sacrificing today is so important. And so the reason behind it, what made me think about this is that I went to the dentist today. And it's hard. It's going to be hard to talk. So bear with me, okay? And so when I went to the dentist today, me and the dental assistant, I think her title was a dental assistant, she was telling me what she did. She was in college, and she was asking me what I do. I told her that I do digital advertising. I'm starting an advertising agency. And I'm just learning how to be consistent. She was like, because you're constantly showing up in a different way. You're constantly showing up professionally. So what do you do? And so I told her, like, I'm in advertising. I'm in social media. I'm in the digital world. And I'm on it. And I want to be consistent on how I show up. And so when as we was talking, as she was helping me and throughout the appointment, I made a statement. I was like, sometimes I wish I'm not as ambitious. Because sometimes your ambition can push you further than you think. It's not a bad thing to have ambition. It's just recognizing that your ambition can be overwhelming. Your ambition can be stressful. Your ambition can be overwhelming. The definition of ambition. Let's look that up right quick. Definition of ambition. Google ambition. Ambition definition. So the reason why I keep looking up definition and words, so we can have an understanding of what we are speaking about, what we are saying. So to understand it, we have to go to the root of the word. So the definition of ambition, let me go ahead and share my screen. Definition of ambition is a strong desire to do or to achieve something. A strong desire to do or to achieve something. And as we was talking, I just said, sometimes I wish my ambition, the strong desire to achieve something, wasn't as strong because I won't be going as hard as I go. I won't be as dedicated, as committed as I am. I will understand that there's a process behind everything. I will just get up regularly. I get up late. I won't even go to the gym. I won't even build good habits for myself. I will be less ambitious if I didn't have something that I was working towards. See, when I made the statement, hold on, this light not even on. Oh, crap. When I made the statement, I was just saying in regards that it's hard. When you commit to doing and pursuing your dreams, your goals, and working towards something or working for something, there's a process that goes behind everything that no one sees unless you start your journey, that no one will understand unless you begin for yourself. And so when I started back in 2020, I was starting for myself. Fast forward 4 years to today, it's the fact that I've continued to grow. I continue to develop. I continue to build my ambition. See, your ambition, the will to achieve something, pushes you forward because you know you can accomplish something more. So the first point I want to hit on, the first one I want to talk about, is that you can have something to work towards. There we go. Have something to work for. Work for something. Work for something. Work for something. And that something can be a goal. That something can be a dream. That something can be a thought that you have in your mind, or something that you like to accomplish for yourself. See, what stops a lot of people is that we don't understand the work that goes on behind a goal, behind a dream, behind taking action. How do you recognize the path that you are on if the path that you are on is so unaligned with your dreams? It's so out of place with your desires. See, when you have a desire to achieve something, you are achieving it by any means. Shout out to BAM or By Any Means, that company. I don't know who you are, but I love the slogan, by any means. And when I really start to understand that there's more work that goes on behind everything, sometimes you have to stop celebrating. A lot of times you have to stop celebrating in order to recognize what sacrifice even is. And so when I was at the dentist appointment, the dental assistant, she was helping me. She was communicating, and she was telling me that she's getting her master's degree. First off, to get your master's degrees is phenomenal. Second off, that's a lot of schooling. That's a lot of studying. That's a lot of reading. That's a lot of writing. So, and I noticed because my mama has multiple different degrees. Multiple different degrees. My mama is so smart. She has different degrees in different subjects and different majors. And so now that I'm a little bit older, I understand that nothing that you wish to achieve will ever be easy, because you have to understand the process and steps that you need to go through. There's a difference between watching the videos and experiencing yourself, because you have to experience and learn things that's going to help you grow. It's going to help you learn. It's going to help you recognize that you can do something in a way that you wasn't even expecting. It's just starting that stops a lot of people, because when you start something, you never finish it. You never finish it. One thing that I watched this podcast with Wallo, I think Wallo 267 said this. He said, there's a lot of people out here celebrating nothing. There's a lot of people out here celebrating nothing. And when you celebrate every single day, what are you really celebrating? What are you really pursuing? What are you really working towards when you constantly celebrating every single day? And when he said that, it made sense, because a lot of times your hard work replaces the celebration. Your sacrifice destroys the celebration, at least for the moment, because oftentimes you just have to recognize that you have to have something to work for, work towards. When you're working towards something, this one, you understand that you are on the right path. You are on the right path, and you have to understand every obstacle, every challenge, every moment that you endure and go through, is building you up to learn how to handle what's coming for you. And when it's coming for you, now you have to understand that nothing will ever be easy. Nothing will ever be easy. It will always be challenging, because when you recognize that you have to stop celebrating and start sacrificing, your sacrifice becomes worth it. Your sacrifice becomes worth it because you're working towards something. And see, the definition of sacrifice, I didn't even look up the word sacrifice. Let me look up the word sacrifice first. Sacrifice definition. Let me share my screen. Hold on. Let me share my screen. An act of slaughtering. Hold on. That's Jesus Christ. Hold on. That's a little vulgar right there. It says an act of giving up something right here. This is the one I'm looking for. It says an act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else regarded as more important or worthy. Let me stop sharing my screen. See, the reason why I wanted to look up that definition is to give us a better understanding of what we are working towards, what we are working for, what the goal is. You have to give something up that's good, that's fun, that's amazing, for something that can pay off over time, that's for something that can reward you in a way that you do not expect that it can. See, oftentimes you just have to have something to work for, work towards. I'm gonna have to replace this something, work for something, work towards something. Yeah. That sounds a lot better. Work towards something. So when you work towards something, there's a lot of moving parts towards. Let me put this first. Towards something. There we go. That's a lot better. Work towards something. And so when you understand that there's something that you're working towards, excuse me, this is when you fully commit. Because you have a goal. She was telling me as she was helping and we was in a dental appointment, she was telling me that her weekend is just full of homework. She don't really have any time to do anything. She just have time to study, do homework, and work towards a goal. Work towards her master's degree. Work towards something. And so when I'm just listening to her, I said, you're really ambitious. You really have that drive, because oftentimes people just don't have that drive because they're not working for something. They're not working for something because they don't see that they can work for something. And so for you to commit and for you to sacrifice, for you to understand there's something coming for you, because this is something that you're working towards. This is something that you're looking for. This is something that's going to help you in your life. Nothing will ever be easy. And the day and the moment that you recognize that nothing will ever be easy for you, it's the moment that it's going to be okay for you to start. It's the day that you recognize that you only get better when you begin something. You only improve as you continue to show up. See, I recently, in the last couple of weeks, I'm going to go to the beginning. So 2 years ago, before I got out the Marine Corps, before I got out the military, I had a dental implant surgery. So what a dental implant surgery is, for someone that's missing a tooth, their grown tooth, and you have surgery to replace it for a permanent tooth. Not like a retainer, not like a replacer or something. It's kind of like a replacer, but it's kind of like a permanent replacer. So you have to have surgery, you have to get cut up, you have to get numb, and so on and so forth. It's kind of like they pulling the wisdom tooth, but once they pull the wisdom tooth, they have to like build the bone back up. So I'm going through a dental implant. As I'm going through this surgery, first off, it hurt, okay? It hurts. They have to numb you first. And then once you get numbed, now they do the procedure. But it's the numbing that hurts. It's the needles that they put in your mouth that have to numb you. And as they're numbing you, it's like, that hurts. Because them needles are long, but they hurt. But the needles and the medicine is here to do the job, to numb your face, numb your lip, numb your grill. And so as I'm getting the shots, the first time that I got this surgery, it didn't go so well, because I had to go back again to get it. What they did didn't last, and so I had to redo the surgery again. So I go back and redo the surgery. Had to do the same procedure. They had to numb my face up again. It's kind of like, I'm telling you, pulling the teeth or pulling a wisdom tooth. They have to numb it. Once they numb it, it's like, now they're able to work on it. It's either like pulling the tooth or cleaning the tooth, or what it's called, filling that cavity. They have to numb you up for that. And so the second time didn't go good. So now I'm walking around toothless. Okay, I'm walking around toothless. So forgive the lips. I have a retainer in. I have a replacement tooth in. And so now I'm learning how to talk with it. And so when the first time I had surgery, I had to walk around without my tooth. And I was nervous to do that. I was nervous to show and communicate with other people without having a tooth in it. Now, mind you, I've been missing a tooth for the last 12 or 13 years. And you would think that I'm comfortable with doing this. And I wasn't. But I had to learn how to get comfortable. My buddy Pez, the question that he asked me changed my perspective on myself, for myself, and in a way that I wasn't even expecting. He said, man, are you that insecure not to show us? I said, yeah, man, y'all ain't the one missing the tooth. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm that insecure. But then it was just me being in my head because this is something that I've never done before. It was something that I never had to do before. Never had to communicate with others without me having my replacement tooth in. And so as I'm learning how to communicate in a way that shows my confidence, I have to understand that there's a process behind everything. The first time that I do something will not be the best, but as I continue to do it, I get better over time. And so as I'm learning how to get better over time and have confidence in myself rather than not have confidence and not show up and not be present and not be committed, I have to learn how to work with my flaws rather than let my flaws work with me. And so when I start to understand that it's okay not to be perfect, it's okay to be different, it's okay to continue to show up, and it's okay to be insecure. See, I had to recognize what the flaw was so I can work on the flaw. The flaw was that I was insecure about myself. And even though I was insecure about myself, I had to learn how to become secure for myself. See, I've learned the more I communicate, the more I talk, the more I show up, I'm building my confidence up. See, you're just seeing me today. But what about 4 years ago when I was learning how to be confident, when I was learning how to speak to a camera, when I was learning how to communicate overall? See, when I was working towards something, I was working towards building confidence. I had a goal to build my confidence so I can continue to talk, so I can continue to speak and not be as ashamed to not communicate with anyone. See, understanding that everyone has insecurities, yet everyone's not facing their insecurities because their insecurities is controlling them. I'm not saying that you have to figure out all at once. But what I am saying is you have to have something that you're working towards. When you're working towards something, your goal, your dream, your work, and your perspective change in a way that you don't realize. Instead of you celebrating, you have to sacrifice the good moments for the moments that's going to make you better, for the moments that's going to challenge you, for the moments that's going to push you in a certain situation that you're not expecting. You have to challenge yourself every single day. And when you sacrifice your celebration, your sacrifice is the daily language that you are learning how to get comfortable with. That you are learning how to say no to. See, I have gotten asked multiple times to go on different trips, to go on different vacations, to go on different trips with friends, and I always say no, not right now, not right now. I want to go, I would love to go, but for me, I can't go right now because I'm working towards something. I'm working towards something. I have a goal for something. And oftentimes they'd be like, man, it's just for a week. It's just for a weekend. It's just a trip. But it's more than that. Because you have to really pack your stuff. You have to prepare what you want to wear, what you want to go, what you want to go do. Then you have to look up. Then you have to go there. Then you have to do the activities. Nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with traveling. But it was something wrong with it for me. At the time, I didn't think I was ready enough because I don't think I sacrificed enough. See, understanding and learning how to say no to opportunity and learning how to say no to fun and learning how to say no to celebration will help you learn how to sacrifice the good for what you need to do, for what you need to do and learn and why you're learning something at a particular time. See, understanding that the celebration is going to always be here. The trip is going to always be here. The location, the different world, the different countries, it's going to always be there. But you have to commit to yourself to work towards something. When you work towards something, now you're understanding that there's a process behind everything. There's a timing behind everything. Just because it don't happen today doesn't mean that it can't happen next year. It doesn't mean, if it don't happen next year, it doesn't mean that it don't happen in a year after next. The reason why, because celebration has to be sacrificed in order to grow into the best version of yourself. So you can't grow if you're not realizing that growth comes from identifying what you would like to work towards. Putting yourself in certain situations, in certain environments, in certain places is going to force you to identify what you would like to do and why you're working towards something. See, even though you're working towards something, you have to recognize that it's going to make you better over time. See, that's the next point I want to hit on. When you work towards something, you get better over time. Get better over time. That's the next point I want to hit on. Get better over time. Get better over time. And see, sacrifice is a thing that a lot of people would not do because they rather celebrate, they rather have fun, they rather go out rather than just doing what's needed to be done today. See, when I had my first dental surgery, I had to really put myself out there in a way that's going to make me uncomfortable. It's going to make me recognize and not be so hard on myself. So I started making videos. I continued to make videos in a way that I was showing up as myself. Even though I was the retainer went down. Not went down, but the retainer feel weird. Even though I showed up on camera, I was learning how to communicate without showing my teeth. It was difficult. It was challenging. It was overwhelming. And as I continue to make videos, as I continue to communicate in public, there's nothing. The first thing that people look at, or the first thing I look at, is people's teeth. Yeah, it just is what it is. I look at people's teeth, and oftentimes I didn't have that confidence in myself because I didn't know how to be confident. And so when I was doing the work by myself, when I was doing the work behind the scenes, when I was focusing on myself, when I was focusing on communicating and perfecting my speech, perfecting my grammar, perfecting everything, it took a long time, but I got better over time. And even though it took a long time, I was working with time rather than against it because I wasn't out celebrating. I wasn't out wasting time. I wasn't out doing things that would take me off my path, take me off my goal, because I'm sacrificing today so I can be better tomorrow. I'm sacrificing today so I can be better next week. See, I'm sacrificing today so I can be better next year. See, when you understand and have something that you're working towards, the work that you're doing will be well worth it. It'll still be stressful and overwhelming, but it'll be well worth it because you're able to identify what you are doing it and why you're doing it a particular way. See, celebrating stops a lot of people because you're celebrating something that's good. You're celebrating the moment, and the moment is meant to be celebrated. It's just how you go about celebrating. It's just how you go about recognizing your growth. It's how you go about having fun. See, one thing that I've learned is that fun is going to always be there. And if you want to change your life and work towards something, fun is going to have to be put on pause because you have to do the work. You have to learn the skills. You have to learn the information. You have to learn things that you are not prepared to learn because you don't know what to learn. When I gave my first, my first pitch presentation at 1 million, because when I gave the presentation, I gave it the best way that I knew how to. When this was my first time pitching to an audience or pitching my business to an audience to help inform them what I do. And so as I'm pitching, as I'm communicating, as I'm showing up, as I'm describing what I'm doing, I'm there present because I'm learning how to communicate one, but be better. The celebration comes later on. It's tiring. It's overwhelming. It's stressful, but it's so rewarding because you can see your own growth. I went to a conference back in 2021. It was like a real estate conference. And this conference that I went to, it was around real estate wholesaling, real estate, house flipping, real estate, rental, and so on and so forth. And so this event was good because, one, it was just showing that anyone can do it if you commit. Anyone can do it if you have the money for it. Anyone can do it if you have something that you're working towards. And so the question that he asked, the first question that he asked, and he opened it to the audience, he was like, what does real estate mean to you? And so I got up. At the time, I'm missing the tooth. I'm still missing the tooth. I've been missing the tooth for like 13 years. I'm missing the tooth. And so when I got up and spoke, without me having the tooth in my mouth, I communicated so well that he asked me, he said, man, you're pretty good at this. You're pretty good at speaking to an audience. How long have you been doing it? I'm like, man, I just be practicing at home with my camera and just, you know, just communicating, getting better over time. He said, yeah, man, you're pretty good at it. And at the time, I didn't understand what he was saying because I didn't recognize what he even meant. And so as I grew older and started to develop more confidence in myself, I recognized what he was talking about. He said, hey, from my input, from my intake, you're pretty good at speaking. Even though you have an insecurity, you're displaying your insecurity to a whole bunch of people you do not know, you're brave. You're working towards something. I see something in you. And so when I saw something in myself, I had to recognize that something, that growth, that development, that goals was going to come from me being committed, was going to come from me sacrificing the celebration because I have a lot more work to do. I have a lot more work to do. Now, I don't know when the right moment to celebrate, but I try to celebrate when I feel it. And by celebrating, I'm just saying I'll probably watch a movie. I'll probably relax my brain, probably listen to music, probably listen to something other than some form of education. I will celebrate in a way where I don't have to go spend money. I will celebrate in a way where I don't have to leave home. I will celebrate in a way that's more comfortable for me. And so when I learned that there's different ways to celebrate your growth, your development, and what you have learned, I got comfortable with saying no, with doing things is going to push me out of my comfort zone. Well, I got comfortable saying no with things as a celebration or that's considered as a celebration in a way that I can celebrate at home. I can celebrate by myself. I can celebrate in watching a movie. Small things matter than the big things because the big things cost more. The big things cost more, especially if you're making a difference, especially if you're working towards something. See, when you're working towards something, you have to recognize that as you are getting better over time, you're getting better and time is working with you. Time is working with you. It's no longer working against you because you are the one that's committed. You are the one that's focused. You are the one that's showing up every day. Now, one thing that can happen is that as you are showing up every day, there's going to be a lot of things that you miss. There's going to be a lot of trips that you miss. There's going to be a lot of fun activities that you don't attend. But that's okay because you are sacrificing today for something that's going to come and prepare you for your future. Sacrificing is not bad. Sacrificing is not bad at all. We have to sacrifice for the things that we want in life. Let me look up the definition sacrifice again just to really dive into it just so we can have a better understanding of it. Let me share my screen. Hold on. Let me share my screen. See, the definition of sacrificing is an act of giving up. Hold on. Let me see. Make sure y'all can see it. Is an act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else regarded as more important or worthy. More important or worthy. It's not the fact that celebrating is not worth it, because you have to celebrate sometimes. You have to celebrate every so often. You just have to. And when you understand why you're celebrating, something happens for you because you're able to recognize the growth that you're building within yourself, the growth that you're developing for yourself. And it's so amazing that when you get around people that's achieving things for themselves, that's working towards something, you get some type of inspiration to help you keep going, to show you that you're doing the right thing. And as you're doing the right thing, you have to learn that you're doing the right thing in a way that's going to help you grow. And as you're growing and seeing others sacrificing just as much as you sacrifice, you recognize that you are not alone. You're able to see that others are sacrificing their celebration because they are working towards something. They're working towards something. When I understood that I need to get around people that had the same work ethic that I have, the same understanding that I was building and gaining, the same level of comprehension that I had when it came to sacrificing, it gave me some kind of common ground because they understand what I'm going through. So when you get better over time, you attract others in the same path as you. So I'm gonna put that as a subcategory. And attract others like you. Attract others like you. And see, the reason why this is so important is when you attract others that's like you, you don't feel as lonely. You don't feel as lonely. Let me tell you why. This working towards something can feel very, very, very lonely. And it can feel lonely in a way where others do not understand, because some people are so used to celebrating so much that sacrifice is not even a language for them. And so to get around others who are sacrificing, who understand and the process and understand that they have to work towards something, I've learned not to be so hard on myself. I've learned I'm doing the right thing for me. And as I'm doing the right thing for me, I have to be comfortable with the decisions that I'm making for myself. I have to be comfortable with it, because if I'm not comfortable with it or involved with it or committed to it, I can ruin the sacrifice because I'm not comfortable with what I'm doing. I'm not comfortable with what I'm going. I'm not comfortable with the outcome. See, one thing that celebrating does, let me look up the definition of celebration. I didn't even look up the definition of celebration. How crazy. Celebration. Celebration definition. Celebration right here. Let me go ahead and share it. Yep. Let me go ahead and share it. Celebration definition. It says the action of marking, look at that marking, one's pleasure at an important event or occasion by engaging in enjoyable, typically in social activity. So which means that you're having fun in different situations, in different timing, that you have to understand sacrificing has to take a place. It has to replace the fun, because you have to do so much work for yourself. You have to work so much. And when you work so much, you're going to get stressed out. You're going to feel lonely. You're going to be overwhelmed. But if you're not feeling stressed out, overwhelmed, and lonely, then you're not doing the right thing. Then you're not working towards something, because when you're working towards something, you have to understand that sacrifice has to be the main factor. See, when you celebrate everything, when you're going out on different trips, different fun activities, one, that costs a lot of money. That's a lot more money you have to spend. Two, you're taking away from the time that you can put into yourself and learn and grow and be prepared for your future. See, your future is something that's going to always be there if you're planning for today. If you sacrifice and work towards your future, the goals and action that you take will pay off, not overnight, not next month, heck, not even next year, but it'll pay off in a way, because you're constantly building skills over time. See, the second point that I hit on was to get better over time. As you're getting better over time, when no one is watching you, you are preparing to achieve you are preparing yourself to accomplish the goals that you have for yourself. When you start accomplishing things, when you start seeing things that you are working towards come to life, when you are seeing your hard work being paid off because of your efforts, that's when you start celebrating. That's when you start celebrating, when you actually see, even though you've been working for X amount of time. See, when I started back in 2020, I was making videos for a long period of time. And it wasn't until January 2024 till I actually started learning more about business. And when I started learning more about business, I'm like, oh, oh, I really, now I'm really not about to celebrate now. Because there's a lot that goes on behind what you would like to do. There's a lot of information that's undiscovered because you haven't started, you haven't sacrificed enough. And then once you sacrifice enough and continue to be consistent and show up and be present, you start to learn things that you was not expecting. You start to identify things that you don't even think, that you didn't even think could ever imagine. See, one thing that I've learned is how to be a better communicator. When I started making videos, 4 minutes felt like a lifetime. When I was making videos going live on my phone, recording four minute videos felt long because I wasn't used to doing it. I didn't build the skill up. I didn't have the preparation. I didn't have the practice, nor did I sacrifice anything. I just committed to starting. Even though I committed to starting, I got better over time. See, when you get better over time, something is going to happen. You're going to improve more than you think. You're going to achieve more than you think. And you're going to sacrifice more than you think. My favorite word to say is, man, not right now. Not right now. Hey, Hump, let's go to this place. Not right now. I can't. Not right now. Why? Because I'm focused and I'm working towards something. I know there's a lot of information that's out there. And for me to grow and be prepared for my future, I have to take in as much information and sacrifice many days, many nights in order for me to get to where I would like to be. In order for me to accomplish what I would like to achieve. And the reason why this is so important, because when you recognize and have something that you're working towards, when you work towards something, the something turns into reality. Your goals turn into your action. Your action is getting displayed every single day. So you can't be better if you don't understand what better is. Well, I saw this one video with Michael Jordan. He said, maybe I fooled you. It was an ad. It was an ad that he did. He said, maybe I fooled you. Maybe you met me at the free throw line. Maybe you see me dunking and laying and making all the shots that you're seeing. Maybe you haven't saw all the 9,000 shots that I missed. Maybe you haven't saw as much as I practiced. But it's my fault because I make the game look easy. I make the game look easy. See, Michael Jordan knew the type of work that needed to be done because he had to do a lot of sacrifice in order for him to win 6 championships. And it come easy. But Michael was committed. Michael Jordan was committed. And once he committed, he was working towards something. He was working towards something. So if he can do it, if he's working for something, why can't I work for something? Why can't I sacrifice my today so today can prepare me for my future? See, understanding that everyone is on their own timing. Everyone has their own process. Everyone has their own journey. But it's recognizing that your journey is the most important because it's something that you are going through. It's something that you are experiencing. It's something that you are committed to. Because when you commit to something for yourself, now you know how to attract others that's like you. It's going to be lonely when you start. It's going to be lonely. It's going to be stressful. It's going to be overwhelming when you start. But as you continue to show up when no one is there, the right people will come, see, locate, and find you because you are constantly putting yourself out there. You are constantly sacrificing. When things are getting presented to you, you're able to say, no, man, not right now. Not right now. I can't do it right now. Not right now because it's not something that I'm working towards. In the future, maybe, but not right now. Not today. And when I learned the power of saying not right now and or no and or maybe next time or I just probably won't come, it made me be more aware of the thing that I'm working towards. The thing that I'm working towards, so I have a big massive goal, okay? The book by Donald Trump, he's a phenomenal businessman, but the book is called The Art of the Deal. And when I opened the first cover, it says, if you're going to dream, why not dream big? I was like, ooh, that's different. That's different. If you're going to dream, why not dream big? And so as that stuck in my mind, I've had this audacious goal, this big goal, because I even have a shirt that says billionaire in the making, then it has my initial TH. So billionaire, not millionaire, not with the M, but with the B, billionaire in the making. See, I want to help 1 billion people become the best version of themselves. And the way I can do that is to learn business. It's to learn more about marketing. It's to learn more about communication. Now that I understand the path of what I would like to go, I have to continue to dream, continue to do the work, continue to show up, and continue to be stressed out, because I'm stressed out. I'm learning a lot. Because I'm able to identify and recognize something that's going to help me along my path. There's a lot of information out here, and there's time in that we will understand what's being presented. We will understand what's been shown. We will understand how it's going to help us. See, understanding that when you attract others like you, you are attracting people that's on the same path as you. You don't have to convince someone to do and sacrifice for their goals, because they already sacrificed it for their goals. You won't have to convince anybody, because they already convinced themselves. They already convinced themselves. And when you attract others that understand that you have to commit, you have to convince yourself first before you get around others that are like you, you have to understand that there's a process behind everything. There's a process behind everything, because now when you attract others that's on the same path as you, you are ready to accept them. You are ready to learn from them. You are able to learn from one another. So it goes from being lonely to being connected with the ones that understand what you are going through. Like, I can ask, like, hey man, when you are stressed out, when you are overwhelming, when you feel lonely, how do you get up the next day to keep going? How do you find the motivation to keep pushing? I saw this video with David Goggins. He was like, forget motivation. And then use them words. He was like, it's not about motivation. It's just about doing the work. You're going to have days when you don't feel like doing anything. Before I went live today, I didn't feel like going live today because I was exhausted. I was exhausted. But then I really reconsidered it and said that it's bigger than me. It's bigger than me. So how do you find motivation? You have to be working towards something. You have to be around others that can encourage you, to show you that you are not alone. You have to get around people that understand your language, that understand what you are experiencing, that understand like the journey. Everyone's journey is different. And everyone's journey is different makes it even more special. Reason being, because people understand where they are at, depending on who you are attracting. Right. So when you work towards something, you have goals, you have dreams, you have ambition, you have a desire to achieve something. See, to have ambition is to have a desire to achieve something. See, when you have a desire, you're willing to do any and everything to make it possible. You're willing to do the impossible to make the possible come to life. Reason being, because you're working towards something. When you work towards something, you're willing to do what's needed to be done, because you understand the work that goes into it. You're understanding the work that goes into it. You can't be a yes man, because if you are a yes man or an indoor woman, you're going to get in a place where you're constantly pleasing the next person. Well, you're constantly worried about the next person like you, because you are standing for yourself. You are standing up for yourself, and you have to identify how you're able to get better over time. See, even though it takes time to get better, when you continue to show up, you're getting better. Believe it or not, you're getting better in a way that you don't even expect it. Because you keep showing up. You keep being present. You keep delivering and working towards something. And the last point I want to hit on, is to be patient. It's to be patient. Now, don't want to say patient. Work towards something. Start winning. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. And the reason why this one's why patience is the last one, because it's going to challenge you to not to be in a rush to achieve what you would like to accomplish, because you're taking your time by showing up every day. The other day when I was just sitting there thinking. No, I was in the shower. I was thinking, and the thoughts came to me. And when the thoughts came to me, I was like, why can't I have everything that I'm working towards right now? Why can't I have what I think I can have? Why can't I be around more people that I would like to be around? See, there's a process around it. It's not that it's a bad thought. It's the fact that it's going to take time to get everything that I have in mind. But I'm working towards something. I'm working towards a goal. I'm working towards more information. I'm working towards it. I'm not making no excuse. I'm not celebrating every day. I'm working. I'm learning. I'm growing. And just because you're learning, growing, and showing up doesn't mean it's going to come to you overnight. You have to be patient with yourself. You have to be patient with the journey. You have to be patient with the lesson that you're learning, because the lesson that you're learning is going to help you be prepared to achieve what you're working towards. Because if I was to get what I'm working towards right now, and if it was to come to me, I wouldn't know how to handle it. I wouldn't know how to handle it. In all honesty, I wouldn't know how to handle it, because it's something I haven't prepared for. I haven't mentally prepared for. So how do you get prepared for something if you're not practicing for it? If you're not visually seeing yourself for it? If you haven't went through different experiences, different time, and different moments to help you grow? See, understanding that the process behind everything helps us learn more about the journey that we are on for ourselves. And it's so important that you have to be patient for yourself, because nothing happens overnight. It happens when you show up more than you think. And as you continue to show up more than you expect to, you start to learn what things are helping you in a way that's going to help you grow. And it's helping you grow because you're developing. You're sacrificing. Let's go back to the definition of sacrificing. An act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else regarded as more important or worthy. Why is it important? Because you have to be okay with sacrificing today. You have to be okay with sacrificing the fun. You can't celebrate every single day, every single weekend, every single month. What are you really celebrating? What are you really working towards? What are you really accomplishing? Are you celebrating because you work towards something? You accomplish something? Or are you celebrating because this is something that you feel like you should be doing? See, don't let society, social media, and the world convince you of doing one thing when the one thing is something that's not going to help you over time. How do you continue to recognize how you want to achieve, how you want to move, what you would like to accomplish? You have to be okay with sacrificing and saying no. Learning to say no will save a lot of problems, because you're able to identify what's most important. What's most important at this moment? This moment is the most important, because you're constantly identifying what matters the most. See, when you're patient for yourself, when you're patient for the journey, when you're patient for your goals, you're winning and collecting small wins along the way. And as you're collecting small wins along the way, you're able to grow and develop in a way that's going to benefit you more in the future. The future is what matters. You celebrating today is not going to really help, because what are you celebrating? When you identify what you are actually celebrating, now you have to start learning to say no. It's okay to celebrate in a small way. For me, I celebrate by watching movies. I celebrate by listening to music. Because I don't listen to music every day. I don't watch movies every day. What I do happen to do is study every day. Create different content every day. Learn some form of business every day. Learn some form of marketing every day. The other day, I did a video about Amazon Prime's Day. And it was the first time I did a video like that that really gave my point of view around the business and marketing and so on and so forth. And it went good. Because after I posted the video, now I see other people talking about it. Now I see others that's speaking about the same thing that I just talked about. I see others showing why it's working, because it's a topic that everyone is interested in. It's not the fact that the topic even matters. It's the fact that I'm able to connect with something that a lot of people understand. That's so important, because if I didn't sacrifice for 4 years, if I wasn't sacrificed up to now, I wouldn't be able to really communicate effectively to break down what I'm learning, what I'm doing, and what I'm showing. There's a difference between learning and not acting. Because when you're learning and not taking action, you're just learning and overanalyzing the data, the information, and you're not fully understanding it. The book, when I start reading different books, in 2022, I read 22 different books about real estate. Even though I read 22 books about real estate in 2022, nothing came from that because I didn't take action on it. I didn't take action on the same knowledge that every book was explaining how to do real estate wholesaling or real estate by single family homes. I wasn't taking action on it. I was just reading the information. I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't have the education. Well, you can say the books is the education, but I didn't have the action. I didn't have the action. There's a difference between doing and learning. Because when you do as you are learning, you're able to implement what's in the book, what's in the lesson, what's in the knowledge, because you can see for yourself why it's working. You can see for yourself why it's important. You can see for yourself the mistakes that you have made. The reason being because there's a lesson that helps you grow and develop over time. Experience is the best teacher because it forces you to grow. It forces you to learn. It forces you to be patient. Experience can only happen when you are taking action for yourself. And when you are showing up in a way that's not only going to benefit you, be beneficial, but it's going to help you accomplish your goals even. It's going to help you accomplish your goals even more. And so when the next definition I want to look up is goals. What is actually goals? What are goals? Because we understand what we are working towards and working towards something, we can have the mind, we can have it in the back of our mind, the definition of it, of what the terminology even is. And so the definition of goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort or aim or desired result. Ain't that something? Goal and ambition is in the same definition. The object of a person's ambition. Let's go back to ambition. That's crazy. I did not even know that. That's crazy. Ambition. Ambition definition. A strong desire. Goal. The object of a person's ambition, aim or desired result. And see, the reason why this is so important, because understanding what goes on behind the work, what goes on behind the commitment, what goes on behind the journey and the process is that we have to understand that you learn more as you do. You learn more as you go, and you learn more as you continue to show up. When you show up for yourself, you're learning skills, you're developing the language, you're identifying what you need to do in order to be better prepared for it, better equipped for it, better knowledgeable for it. See, understanding that when you work towards something, you're working towards a goal. You're working to build this ambition up and to accomplish everything that you put your mind to. The fact that goal and ambition are synonyms of one another is interesting, because you're working towards something. You're working towards something that you have the desire for. See, notice I'm using the words that's in the definition of ambition or goals. Aim desired. Because you have the desire to have something. You have the desire to do something. You have to have the desire to be something. Because your goals will never leave you. They can just be forgotten because you're not paying attention to them. They can be forgotten because you're not aware of them. And so understanding that you have to sacrifice yourself. You have to sacrifice celebrating every day, every weekend, every month, every year. You have to sacrifice that to learn more on what you need to do and why you're doing a particular way. On the language behind it. See, business, there's a lot that goes on with it. So the first thing that I'm learning is more about marketing. They're more about marketing, more about communication, more about showing up, more about being present and communicating with strangers about what I do. I'm showing up in a way that's going to make me better. I'm showing up in a way that I'm learning how to show up. So it's not the fact that I'm reading and studying from a book. It's the fact that I'm reading, I'm studying, I'm taking action, I'm learning, I'm asking questions, I'm able to learn from others. There's so many ways that you can learn and accomplish your goals and work for something, work towards something, because you are committed to yourself. You are committed to sacrificing for the fun and just really dive into what you would like to do. Really dive into what this even is, what the purpose behind it, why is it even important? See, that's what I did. When I learned that I want to do business, I start doing business. When I learned that I want to be consistent making content, I start being consistent making content. And when I start learning how to communicate with strangers, I start communicating with strangers. See, everyone has a goal or the desire aim to accomplish something if they understand what they're accomplishing. So when you work towards something, you're recognizing that you have a goal for yourself. The goal of this live was to go over sacrifice today into destroy. Hold on. Get rid of celebrating and what did I say? Sacrifice today. The purpose of today was to speak on the importance of sacrificing and the more that you can become. That was the purpose. That was the purpose. That's the goal. That's what I'm looking to do, because I understand like there's a process behind everything. Reason being, because if you don't celebrate, if you don't sacrifice, you can't celebrate because you have nothing to enjoy. And that's so important. That's so important because oftentimes we're celebrating nothing. Shout out to Wallout267. He said this on video or podcast. There's a lot of people out here celebrating nothing. What are you celebrating? What are you celebrating at the moment, at the day that you're doing it? See, work has to be done. Work has to be focused on. Work has to be committed to. Because when you understand that you have something to work towards, when you have a goal, when you have a desired outcome, now you understand that the work that you need to do will pay out over time. And the reason why it's paying over time, because you're getting better. You're improving. You're developing a skill that you didn't even know that you needed to have. You're developing awareness that's going to help you with your goal. You're developing more than you could ever imagine, because as you ever imagine it, it's helping you achieve and be more. See, when you sacrifice having fun and just do the work and just focus on the work, it's going to be lonely. It's going to be overwhelming. It's going to be stressful. And even though it's overwhelming, stressful, and lonely, you learn so much, because when you get around people that understand the feeling of loneliness, the feeling of overwhelmingness, the feeling of working and working towards something, you can grow together, because you're able to bounce ideas off of one another. You're able to communicate with one another. You're able to see, how did you do this at this phase, at this time? Excuse me. And how did it even help? Why did it even help? See, it's important. When you attract others, you grow at a faster rate. Because one, you start sacrificing. And as you start sacrificing, you start to say no to a lot of things. And a lot of people are not going to like no. A lot of people are not going to like you for saying no. But you have to be okay with saying no sometimes. More so, you have to be okay with saying no a lot of times, a lot more times. Because if you're working towards a desired outcome, a desired goal, a desired something that you're working towards, you have to understand that the work comes first. And then the work comes next. And then the work comes so long that you have to understand that it takes time to actually get to a place where you can actually celebrate something. Because then you have something to celebrate on. My mama, she has 7 degrees. She has 7 degrees. That's something to celebrate on, okay? 7 degrees, that's something to celebrate on. Reason being, because there's a lot of work and studying and essays and paper that has to be conducted in order for her to get 7 degrees. Now, before I went back to college, I didn't think I was gonna go back to college because I didn't see the importance behind it. I didn't see the importance behind not necessarily college, but like probably college. Cause I was figuring out what I need to do for myself. I was figuring out how to do it for myself. Pearl, you are welcome. I appreciate you for watching. I had to figure out what I wanted to do for myself. When I first went to college, I thought I was going to be in physical therapy. In other words, kinesiology, right? So as I was taking the classes for physical therapy, I recognized that I wasn't good at science. Now, if you haven't been to college before, there's a process behind everything before you even get to the classes of your major. So you have to take like the prereqs, and then you have to take classes that don't really matter. They matter, but I don't think it's going to help you in the way that you think it's going to help you until you get into your major. College is beneficial depending on what you learn it, but it just all depends. And so when I was learning what I wanted to do, it became difficult to have something to work towards. And when I understood that something that I was working towards was something that I had to be committed to, something that I desired, and something that I could be focused on, it gave me time to learn it. I gave myself time to learn. I didn't need to learn everything all at once, but I did need to learn something. I didn't need to focus on something. So as I'm focusing on something, I'm getting better over time because I'm focusing on one thing. I'm focusing on one thing, and this one thing is multiplying more than I could ever imagine. More than I ever imagined. Videos is turning into business. Business can turn into money. Money can turn into connections. Connections can turn into networking. And there's so much more that can come from me being committed and having a desired outcome. And when I attract others, I'm able to grow at a rapid pace. I'm able to grow at a pace that's helping me, like, really achieve what I put my mind to. Really see the possibilities behind everything that I can do, everything that I can become, everything that I can achieve. But I have to start sacrificing. I have to continue to sacrifice. Because if I'm celebrating, I can't grow. If I'm celebrating having fun, I can't learn. If I'm celebrating and having fun, I can't evolve in a way that's going to help my future. And the last point is that you have to be patient. Even though you're sacrificing today, you have to be okay with the time that you put into the journey, because the journey is going to take longer than you expect. Give yourself a time grace. Give yourself a time period. Don't say by next month, like when I started back in 2020, but during COVID, I said I started in August of 2020 during COVID. And by September of 2020, I thought I was going to be a millionaire. I had this thought. I was going to be a millionaire within a month. Yet I didn't understand what goes on behind doing the work and having the millionaire status. I'm still not a millionaire, but now I have more direction. So when you're patient with yourself, just give yourself time. Just give yourself time and just recognize that you have to stop celebrating so much and start sacrificing today. Because when you sacrifice today, your future can be a lot better than you could ever imagine, because you're constantly focusing on your goals. You have a desired outcome, which is another word of having goals, which is another word of working towards something that you're pursuing, because you have an ideal for yourself. And if you enjoyed this video, make sure you share this with a friend that's looking, that celebrated a lot, but that's looking to get into business, their career, their ideal dream. Send this to them and say, hey, this video is just for you, because I see you're going through a transitioning phase, and this video is going to help you. And by the way, make sure you leave a comment. Either go to YouTube at Terrell Humphrey or go to Fair Years Knowledge Podcast and leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this video. Leave a comment, and I appreciate y'all. So I see y'all. Today is Thursday. I'll probably go live tomorrow. Remember, don't celebrate as much. Start sacrificing, because your effort today will pay off in the future. I appreciate y'all for joining in. Make sure y'all join in tomorrow. Send this to a friend. Leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this live. I appreciate y'all. Then I'll see y'all next time.